بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم ما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الكيس من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت والعاجز من أتبع نفسه هواه وتمنى على الله. Respected elders, beloved brothers and elders, we have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeatedly. Allah Rabbul Izzat, through His infinite grace and mercy, Allah has blessed us with this great wealth of Iman. May Allah Rabbul Izzat at all times keep us with Iman. May Allah take us from this world with Iman. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resurrect us on the day of Qiyamah with those who have perfect Iman. Beloved brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَمَاتُوا وَهُمْ كُفَّارٌ فَلَيْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمْ مِلْءُ الْأَرْضِ ذَهَبًا وَلَوْ افْتَدَى بِهِ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ وَمَا لَهُمْ مِنْ نَاصِرِينَ. Regarding the kuffar on the day of Qiyamah, they'll come in front of Allah and they'll beg Allah, Ya Allah, we'll give you this whole world filled with gold. This entire world filled with gold. Ransom us from the fire of Jahannam. فَلَيْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُمْ. But it will never be accepted. This entire world filled with gold, more valuable Allah has given us, this Iman. Because of this Iman, a person will get a Jannah minimum 10 times the size of this entire world. This is for the lowest Jannah. Beloved brothers and elders, how we can understand the value of this Iman? And the demand of this Kalima is we have to bring Yaqeen in the depth of our heart. That Allah Rabbul Izzat is that great Allah who does everything and can do anything without the help of this entire creation. And this entire creation put together can do absolutely nothing without the help of Allah. Allah alone is the doer. Allah alone is the nurturer. Allah alone is the nourisher. Allah alone is the sustainer. Allah is the provider. Allah is the giver of life and the taker of life. The giver of honor and disgrace. The giver of wealth and poverty, sickness and cure. The whole world is saying, he is doing, they are doing, kalima is saying, la ilaha illallah. Jahan se hote hue nazar aa raha hai, wahan se nahi aa raha hai. Where it looks like it's coming from, it's not coming from there. Kainat ki zarra zarra, Allah ki hukam ki muhtaj hai. Every atom in this world is under the direct order of Allah. Behind every order is the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how this yaqeen can settle in the depth of our heart. Beloved brothers and elders, this requires a conscious, consistent, daily effort. Effort on this heart. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, أَلَا إِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ لَمُضْغَى إِذَا صَلُحَتْ صَلُحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ Ala wahiya al-qalb, ala wahiya al-qalb, ala wahiya al-qalb. That definitely there is an organ in the body. If this is correct, all the actions that will emanate from this body will be correct. Indeed, it is the heart, it is the heart, it is the heart. Ulama-i-kiram explain it is the conviction of this heart. Wherever this heart is convinced, the body will follow in the same direction. If we have correct yaqeen in this heart, that through effort on iman, a'mal will come into my life. Through a'mal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send down good conditions. Allah tells us in the Quran, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٍ فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا, he who does good action, مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى, whether he is a male or a female, وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٍ, and he is a firm believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. Allah's qasam, Allah will give him حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. What is حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً? Ulama kiram explain, a wife will be obedient. Children will be used for the sake of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A pure life, risk with afiyat. A person won't have to chase dunya. It will come with ease. So, beloved brothers and elders, this effort has to be made on this heart so that this correct yaqeen can settle in this heart. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught a sahabi, 7 years old. Teach him from this young age of 7 years old, iman and yaqeen. That what? Ya ghulam. Teach him, oh my young boy, ihfadillah yahfad. Protect the deen of Allah, Allah will protect you. إِحْفَظِلَّا تَجِدْهُ تُجَاهَكَ. Protect the deen of Allah. You will find Allah wherever you go. وَإِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ. When you ask, ask only from Allah. 7 years old, but he's teaching him, they don't ask makhluk. They can't help you, they can't harm you. وَإِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ. When you ask, ask only from Allah. وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. When you seek assistance only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعْلَمْ. Know with certainty, with conviction. لو اجتمعوا على أن ينفعوك بشيء لم ينفعوك إلا بشيء قد كتب الله لك. وإن اجتمعوا على أن يضروك بشيء لم يضروك إلا بشيء قد كتب الله عليك. رفعت الأقلام وجفت الصحف. That if this whole world put together tries to benefit you a shay, an iota, they can't benefit you to that extent, except that which is decreed by Allah. And if this whole world put together tries to harm you an iota, they can't harm you to that extent, except that which is decreed by Allah. رفعت الأقلام وجفت الصحف. The pens are lifted, the ink is dried. A man's taqdeer is written. Beloved brothers and elders, we have to make such an effort on this heart that we get this. The highest level of iman is rada bil qada. That we realize that this whole life planned, planted, designed for us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A man can't change his taqdeer. When a man was in the womb of the mother, the angel came and proclaimed, rizquhu wa atharuhu shaqiyun am sa'id. His risk to the last cent what he's going to earn, decreed by Allah. Rizquhu wa atharuhu. Period of life, decreed by Allah. Can increase by 1 second also. Shaqiyun am sa'id. Whether he's going to be a fortunate or unfortunate soul, also decreed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how we can reach that level where our hearts, from the heart we are happy with Allah's decision. In every hal, in every condition, the life of a mu'min, tests do come. Allah promises in the Quran, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ I will most definitely, I will test you. بِشَيْءٍ Little bit of من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين. I will test you with what? With fear, loss of family, loss of wealth, loss of produce. All these tests will come. وبشر الصابرين. Give glad tidings to those who will make sabr. This is a life of test. Halat will come. But a mu'min never gets despondent. A mu'min, he's always optimistic. He's happy with Allah's decision. This was the will of Allah. I'm happy with Allah in every condition. I'm happy with my Rabb in every condition. So how this, as a man will make effort on this heart, and a man will make effort on iman, this level of iman will be reached. Beloved brothers and elders, how we can realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this month of Ramadan, this day of Jumu'ah, these are opportunities to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every day that comes, we are going closer and closer to our qabr. Nobody got guaranteed that we're going to see the next Ramadan. We have to exert to such an extent that it is our last Ramadan. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, even in our salah, صَلُّوا صَلَاةَ مُوَضَّعِينَ Perform salah like a person bidding farewell, like it's our last salah. And every amal we have to do in such a way. This was the ta'aleem of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That what? When they took one salam, they were not sure of the second salam. إِذَا أَصْبَحْتْ فَلَا تَنْتَذِرُ الْمَسَاءِ وَإِذَا أَمْسَيْتْ فَلَا تَنْتَذِرُ الصَّبَاحِ Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us what? In the morning, don't expect to see the evening. In the evening, don't expect to see the morning. وَخُذْ مِنْ صِحَّتِكَ لِمَرَضِكَ وَمِنْ حَيَاتِكَ لِمَوْتِكَ وَخُذْ And use this health that Allah has given. وَخُذْ مِنْ صِحَّتِكَ لِمَرَضِكَ Prepare, use it. Why? Because the time will come when the person will become sick. This is the life of dunya. وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ The changing of conditions, the changing, it all the time is happening, beloved brothers and elders. But how a mu'min can value this time, value. يَبْنَ Adam, it comes in hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, يَبْنَ Adam, O son of Adam, تَفَرَّغْ لِعِبَادَتِ Free yourself from my ibadat. Take out time specifically for the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To make your ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَمْلَأَ صَدْرُكَ غِنًا I'll fill your heart with inner happiness, peace and contentment. وَأُسَدِّدُ فَقْرَكَ And I'll close the door of poverty upon you. وَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلْ You know my banda, if you won't do this, مَلَأَتْ يَدَيْكَ شُغْلًا I'll keep you busy in the affairs of this world. وَلَمْ أُسَدِّدُ فَقْرَكَ And I won't close the door of poverty upon you. So beloved brothers and elders, this life Allah has given us is a very, very short life. Every day that goes, we are going closer and closer to our qabr. Akhirat is for eternity. Not 10 years, not 10 million years, not 10 billion years. Forever and forever, never to return. خالدين فيها أبدا. A person will remain in akhirat for eternity. Luqman alayhi salam used to advise his son, Oh my son, make effort in this world. For how long you going to live in this world? Make effort for akhirat to the extent of your stay in akhirat. That life which is for eternity, how much more effort we have to make? Then sahaba came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Oh beloved Nabi of Allah, man akyasu nas. Oh beloved Nabi of Allah, who is the most intelligent of men? Who is the most resolute of men? What was the response of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Aktharuhum dhikran lil maut wa ashadduhum isti'adadan law. Those who remember their death
excessively, abundantly. Not only that, وَأَشَدُّهُمْ إِسْتِعْدَادًا لَوْ. They are diligently preparing for death before death comes. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْأَكْيَاسِ. They are the intelligent ones. ذَهَبُوا بِشَرَفَةِ الدُّنْيَا وَكَرَامَةِ الْآخِرَةِ. They have been given the honor of this life and the honor of akhirat. نِعْمَتَانْ مَغْبُونٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ. الصِّحَّةُ وَالْفَرَاغُ. Two ni'mats taken for granted by most of the people, trivialized by most of the, good health and free time. How we can use this time, that we, this good health that Allah has given us, for the sake of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to see how we can increase in ibadah and our free time, to use this free time correctly. So beloved brothers and elders, as ummatis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have a responsibility. How deen in totality can come practically into our life, and how deen can come alive in the whole of mankind. Every one of us, we have to realize, we have this responsibility on our shoulders. As ummatis of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's no other Nabi to come. This responsibility to see how deen can practically come into each and every one of us, and how deen can come into our families, our localities, and the whole of mankind. So for this, alhamdulillah, these are Mubarak days. Days to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are opportunities. It comes in hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We're still fortunate, there's still one more odd night, how we can exert in this one more odd night. And the night preceding Eid as well, a very, very auspicious night. How it comes in hadith, that person who stays awake on the night preceding the two Eids in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his heart will not die when all other hearts will die. So how we can use these opportunities to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't know whether we're going to see another Ramadan. We don't know whether we're going to see these auspicious nights again. Laylatul Qadr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatul Qadr. Wa ma adraka ma laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alfi shahr. One night better than 1,000 months. We shouldn't lose himmat that the nights have already passed. No, there's still one more night. How we can exert there's hikam, ulama ikram explained, there's hikmat in this also, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept the nights, that we don't know which night is the night of Qadr, so that we can exert right till the end, so that we can use this opportunity to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One night of ibadat greater in reward than 1,000 months, 83 years and a few months. So how we can, this one more night is coming inshallah, all these moments are auspicious. Comes in hadith that what we should do in this month of Ramadan, in excess we should read abundance of La ilaha illallah, abundance of istighfar, abundantly seek Jannat, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-Jannah, and abundantly seek protection from the fire of Jahannam, Allahumma inni ya'udhu bika minan nar. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq to utilize this moment correctly and to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and use these moments before iftar as a time for dua. All the malaika, they're making ameen to the dua of those that are fasting. So we use this opportunity to make dua for ourselves, our family, and the ummah at large that is going through different halat and conditions. We cannot forget them. We have to make dua for them, for afiyat, for removal of difficulties. Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallah, wa bihamdihi.